Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, no think good. About this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Movies this weekend. Superman's out. The new Superman. I'm intrigued. I'm in. I put the trailer up, by the way, at the Sarah. All the trailers for all the stuff I'm going to talk about right now is at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. David Cornsweet is your new Superman in this DCU version, directed by James Gunn. He's most famous for the Guardians of the Galaxy movies. David Cornsweet, he is 6'4". And he put on 40 pounds of muscle prior to donning the red cape.
He's a great looking kid.
He is a great looking kid. And actually, at first, I was like, ow, now.
I agree.
Then I watched a couple trailers and I'm like, yep, okay.
Mm-hmm.
He looks good. He's got the right face for it. It has to be open and earnest. Like, he's got like radiate caring. You know, I love Henry Cavill. And his best work is on The Tudors, by the way. It's an HBO show. You should watch that. Super hot. Jonathan Rhys-Meyers is on it too. Anyway, Henry Cavill as Superman, he was fine. It's fine. You know, he's a great looking guy. He's got the right cut to his jaw, etc.
I actually think the cut to his jaw is part of the problem. He's a little
too pretty.
Yeah.
Mm.
A little bit. I mean, I don't know. You know, there's always going to be people out there who will say that, but that's my Superman. Just the same way Bond. It's like, I grew up with Roger Moore. I didn't know any different until I saw the old ones with Sean Connery and went, oh, Roger Moore is like a total weakling.
Mm.
Huh. Why did I ever believe he could beat up Jaws or any of the other guys that he's fighting?
Jaws.
Well, grown-ups, they all look tough.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
My beef with those Superman movies, though, first of all, they were much darker than the other ones. And his outfit was not, like, I know it's goofy, but I want to see the kind of, I don't know, is it like a royal blue? Like, what kind of blue is that with the bright red? Like, I really like the goofy Superman outfit. And his Superman outfit was like, if it was blue at all, it was like a navy blue and it had scales on it, kind of. I was like, I didn't like that.
It's
I
felt a
like
big,
a departure.
It's a big part of this taking on this job. And I did read an article. I've read multiple articles and I don't even care really about it, but
Seems like you do care.
Well, I mean, we do this, sure. Right? So I want to know things about stuff. That's part of the big debate is James Gunn has to decide, do I put the red underwear on this Superman or not? And imagine you're talking about $1 billion, you know, venture that you've signed up for and you have to decide. And he was like, I tried it all the different ways. I could not figure out how to make it work without looking ridiculous. Mm. But in the end, they did go with the red underwear.
Yeah. It's
on the outside of your clothes, which no one does that.
Well, maybe it's bulletproof. I mean, maybe it's like a special Kevlar fabric.
If you're getting dressed today, do me a favor. Put your underwear on the outside of your pants and go to work.
But only if you're wearing tights.
No, it's fine. Put them on the outside of your Levi's.
Like a ballet dancer. In her, she's wearing tights, and then she has a leotard over it. So it's just like a convenient,
Sorry. I put a picture up of the new one.
I always forget to turn that TV on.
That's
so
okay.
We can see that. Yeah, I want to see the new, outfit.
The S is a little different on
it. It is a little bit different.
All of these things are highly debated.
I bet.
And they're big decisions that the person in charge has to come to a conclusion on and then go with for their run in these movies.
Yeah. You know, I got to say, I love the outfit. I think it's great. It's high-waisted. It's right, you know, spot on.
It is high-waisted.
The S is not prominent enough, and I don't like the way the sleeves look. I feel like they need to be much more skin tight. Like, there's just too many wrinkles.
Well, they've textured. There's a texture on that, and that's another one of the things they debate.
Oh, you're right. Yeah,
it's a texture. Like a
But see how they're sort of loose around his wrist? I don't like that. Let's tighten
that
up.
I don't know. You know what? I'm not going to go see it this weekend. Are you?
Oh, no. I'll definitely wait until it comes to streaming. I wouldn't want to wrestle through. Oh, and I'm looking at the Henry Cavill thing now. It actually does look black. I don't know if that's.
And they didn't wear the panties.
Yeah, no panties. I like that they kept the panties. Those are all the past ones. Yes, in the new one.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like I didn't even really, it's as you were talking about that, I realized that even though I've watched all the trailers that they've released so far on that, I didn't even notice if he had the panties on or not. And so it's just, to me, it's the way it's supposed to look.
When you hear them talk about it, it is funny that they put so much thought and effort into this, because there are people
such a huge
who've
franchise.
Grown up with this character and they know him from whatever era. And so to change it is either how could you? Yeah. Or now they go back to the panties and there's probably a lot of people that are going to be like, yeah,
that's
how he's supposed to.
That's how
the
he's
gold
supposed to
belt
be.
And the red panties.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Duh.
The other important casting in here is Lois Lane, and it's the marvelous Mrs. Maisel, or however you say her name.
She looks great in the trailer.
Rachel Brosnahan.
Mm-hmm.
Nicholas Holt, who I love him. I think you're a fan of his too, right?
I love him, yeah.
Nicholas Holt is, he's Lex Luthor. And then there's a massive cast of supporting characters. James Gunn, as a director, is the guy who puts all the same people. He's got all his friends. He puts all these same people into all his movies. Bradley Cooper has a cameo as Kal-El's Kryptonian dad, Jor-El. And if you pay close attention, robots 1 and 5, apparently, in the Fortress of Solitude, they are done by the voices of Palm Clementif, who I think is the girl with the antennas.
In Guardians
of the Galaxy. And they say here, Michael Rooker, who is also in Guardians. So there's a few people from Guardians of the Galaxy in there. He also, James Gunn, the director of the new Superman movie, which is out this weekend, he also put his brother, Sean Gunn, in the movie as Maxwell Lord, a billionaire who puts together his own team of superheroes, but gives them ridiculous sounding name. He names them the Justice Gang. The gang is, let's see, there's like a Green Lantern, Hawk Girl, a tech inventor named Mr. Terrific. It's the Justice Gang. They do still use the classic John Williams theme from 1978's Superman.
Okay.
Christopher Reeve's son has a small cameo.
Oh, neat.
As a news reporter in one of the crowd scenes, which is fitting because he actually works for ABC News in real life. His name is Will Reeve.
650 says, saw Superman last night and it was very good. Surprised at how good it was.
That's great news.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it is one of our beloved characters.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option. That's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
The 50 best superhero movies of all time. It's a new list.
This will be good. What's number one?
It's and it's on Yahoo. That's not how it works. Don't try and trick me and tell you what number one is.
What do you mean?
Avengers Endgame.
It's not. Avengers Endgame is number five on this list.
How about just the Avengers?
The Avengers is number nine.
How can you call Endgame one of the best when it ruined the whole franchise?
I actually thought that the Avengers movies stunk. There was too much going on in them. And the when they made a time machine 15 minutes after they decided that they needed one, I was not having it. I'm like, okay, I'll buy that they're superheroes and billionaires and all the superpowers. They can't just decide they need a time machine and then go back and nothing gets screwed up.
You're broken.
That is true, but it has nothing to do with the fact that I don't like that. I just didn't love it. So this is it's a Yahoo story, and I put it up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. So if you want to have your own debate about this, feel free. But because the new Superman opens today.
Iron Man.
Iron Man is unbelievably not in the top 20. Yeah, I only have the top 20 set in front of me.
This list is bullocks.
I completely concur. Iron Man and that first Spider-Man, actually. Let's see. They've got Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse from 2018.
No.
At number seven.
No.
And Spider-Man 2 from 2004, which is the second. That first Spider-Man with Tobey Maguire took my head clean off. I was like, oh my God, I like superhero movies. I can't believe it. I got dragged to that by John, I think, or maybe my kids or something. I have no idea. Although they had to have been so young. It definitely went with John. And I remember being there and going, this is the first movie theater that I'm sitting in and I don't want this movie to end. This is the first time I'm not looking at my watch. It was
The
so
Dark
good.
Knight.
The Dark Knight is number two.
Oh, that's really high. Okay.
That's a good one. The Dark Knight from 2008. That's, what's that kid's name? Heath Ledger.
Yeah.
So sad. Rest in peace, Heath. And thanks for The Dark Knight. Let's see. Avengers Infinity War from 2018 is number 20. Batman Begins. Isn't that with Christian Bale?
Yep.
I don't like that. I didn't like that
was
one.
Is it number one?
No, it's number 19.
Oh, okay.
Then X-Men, The Batman from 2022, which is emo Batman. No.
The new guy.
Yeah, that's better than Iron Man. Come on! The Rocketeer, which is from 1991. I don't even know that one.
There's one with Nicolas Cage that came out when I was in high school. It's called Kick Butt. It's not called,
I think you mean it's Kick Ass?
Yeah, I wasn't sure if I could say that. I have PTSD.
Good job.
That movie is so freaking good.
You know what?
Is that on the list?
I only have the top 20. It better be on the list because that is a freaking great movie.
I went as Hit Girl for Halloween the year that came out.
It's so good.
I thought it was so freaking
good. Hit Girl and Kick Ass. Amazing. So I don't know what The Rocketeer is, but it's from 1991. They've got it on here. Okay, this is where things start to really piss me off. At number 15, above Iron Man, and Iron Man 2, for God's sake, there's no Iron Man on here, and above the original Spider-Man, and so many other movies, is Deadpool and Wolverine, which I couldn't even make it through the first 45 minutes of that movie.
I didn't like it either.
I loved it.
There's something wrong with you. You're broken, son.
You're broken.
Unbreakable from 2000 is number 14. Logan, Spider-Man 2, The Incredibles, just outside of the top 10. The Incredibles is a great superhero movie.
It is.
Yeah, I didn't even think of that. That's a great one.
Yeah, that's number 11. That's from 2004. Hard to believe that movie's over 20 years. That movie can legally drink. Pixar, we love you. Black Panther is at number 10. Then The Avengers, Captain America Civil War, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, Batman, Avengers Endgame. Number four is Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, really?
Number three is Captain America, The Winter Soldier from 2014. The Dark Knight is number two, 2008. What do you think?
And the number one superhero movie
of all time.
What haven't we mentioned?
Is it the original Superman?
It is the original Superman.
That's such a cop-out.
Point for me.
Superman the movie. You're right.
Wait. The one starring Christopher Reeve.
I assume so, right? 1978, that would have been Christopher Reeve.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, really?
The newest Superman is on the list at number 26. Made it onto the list. So I guess somebody must have had an advanced screening pass. You guys each have a point already today. I'm just crossing out all the points. We're going to start at zero.
What?
Well, you all each have 1 point. It can't help you. You're basically, it's net zero.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.